I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Paul D. Douglas, here to talk about the Douglas Dornan Foundation Fund call for grant applications. Hello, Paul.
Hello there.
Paul, would you please give us a little background about how the foundation began? I know it's a bit of a sad story.
Well, the foundation was established in late 1993 in honor of my son, Brian Douglas, and his wife, Wythe Dornan, who were young philanthropists who died in an automobile accident at the age of 27. And this was an effort to carry on some of the good work that they had started in the few short years that they lived here in Juneau. And we made our first grant in 1994, and we've been doing that annually ever since. So we are now in our 28th year for this year of making grant awards.
What kind of work were your son and daughter-in-law doing before they passed away?
Well, my son worked at the Alaska Brewing Company, and he was involved with, when he wasn't working, and was involved with, he and his wife both, they spent some volunteer time at the Glory Hall, which was known then. My son was involved in creating a home brewers club in town and an ultimate frisbee organization. His wife, Wythe, was involved, and she worked at a pre-K development center for a couple of years and working with young children, getting them ready to get into the school system. So just generally, they were very much involved in the community in the short time they were with us in Juneau.
So thanks for that background information. And right now, the Douglas Dornan Foundation Fund is accepting applications for grant money, an annual event for your foundation. So tell us a bit about who you like to help and how you like to help them.
Well, our mission is to provide grant monies to provide needed services or activities or equipment or whatever for nonprofit organizations who are dedicated to enhancing the health, education, and welfare of individuals living in Southeast Alaska. Now, we have a special emphasis sort of on children and youth, young children and youth, but we accept grant applications for any and all kinds of nonprofit organizations who are trying to serve the community that has needs, all the way from young people to elders to individuals with special needs, in any way that we can, as long as they can demonstrate clear need for additional funding.
So you can be a charitable organization or maybe an individual within an organization or planning an event or some sort of special service. All of those types of requests would be welcome.
That is correct.
Can you give us some examples of grants you've awarded in the past that were particularly memorable or impactful or that stood out in some way?
Well, there are a couple of them that come to mind. One was a local Girl Scout troop who had a project to develop a program to get young children involved in good dental care. And so they were asking for a grand total of about $125 and change to acquire some toothbrushes and toothpaste and other materials to use in their program to help educate younger children in how good dental care is necessary and needed.
That's such a small amount of money.
Yes, it is. There was another small grant a young woman in Tenneke Springs wanted to develop a preschool daycare program. I don't remember the exact dollar amount, but it was less than $200. Now, other grant requests go all the way up to about $3,000. So we evaluate the need expressed in the application, and then along with, essentially they're competing with other grant applicants in any given year, and we never know who's going to apply or who isn't. So we, it's sort of a new game every year that we go through.
And how are applications evaluated? Is there always a lot of competition?
Well, typically we receive somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 applications each year. And a normal grant amount would be, we would make grants of 10 to 15, something like that. So yes, there is some competition. And it's our jobs. There are six advisors to the fund who sit around and debate and challenge each other and work together to come up with an assessment that we all agree upon, that who does and who doesn't meet the criteria. Now, we don't always grant the full amount they ask for. One of the things that we frequently try to do is to ask the nonprofit organization, if we grant you X dollars, can you match that amount of money from other sources? And that's a good incentive for them to, they can't just expect us to hand them everything they need. So that's kind of the process we go through. It's a fluid process. It's very interesting, I think, every year that we go through this. And our advisors are such that we, I think, have a good feel for the community in general and then throughout Southeast and what the individual nonprofit organizations' real needs are and what we can contribute to help them out.
Yeah. So thank you for all that information. And if folks are listening now and wondering how they could apply or if they should apply or want to find out more information, where's the best place for them to go to look for that?
Okay. They go to the Juno Community Foundation website, junocf.org. And further information about our foundation on that website, as well as they can get an application form. Now, the applications are due no later than June the 1st each year. And so we're in the midst of that process right now. I've had one or two applications received already, but by the time the month of May is out, I will have however many we're going to get. We don't know.
Last year, you and I did this interview, so it's been about a year since we talked, and you were, talking about this, the grant application period for this fund. So did you get a lot of requests for, different requests that were related to COVID-19?
No, not really. Not specific to that. Generally speaking, the grant applications that we receive are based on the individual nonprofits' program needs or service needs or whatever they may be. Now, clearly, some of that is impacted by the COVID situation, but the grant applications per se are not necessarily focused on that as a supporting argument.
Got it. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me, Paul. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about this grant opportunity?
Well, I encourage nonprofits to submit their applications as soon as they can, and no later than June 1. And if there are any questions that any nonprofit organization has, they can feel free to contact me. Contact me at my phone number at 907-463-3042, and I'll be happy to help them out in any way I can.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today, and good luck with the application process.
Okay, thank you very much.